This is the Steve Cochran Show.
It's one of the greatest guitar ramps to a song ever. Pete Townsend, Eminence Front.
So my theme song, thanks to John DeCasse.
Oh, that's right. It is Dave Eminence Force, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Coach Q joins us now. Or Coach, we could just listen to Eminence Front if you want.
No, either way, it's a nice song.
It's tremendous. Coach Q is sponsored by Hooters. It's not just a great restaurant, great place to get wings. You know what it is, Dave Eminence? It's a way of life.
Yes, it is.
So, Coach, I was out there Sunday night, and I'm watching the best Hawks game of the season. I thought solid on both ends of the ice. Good defense, good goaltending. Taves gets on the score sheet. I was happy all the way around.
Yeah, a lot of good things happened. We scored a big goal early, had the lead. We checked well. We had four lines that were more predictable, had more zone time, had the puck way more than we've had in any of the other games, and we denied them quality chances and zone time as well. Corey was great in that. Special teams were all, chipping in as well. So it was a much better performance, and I think that last part of the Jersey game and last game, is a good sign that we look like we're turning a corner here.
Yeah, this is not what the rest of the league wants. The rest of the league goes, oh, no, the Blackhawks getting good, that's not good. They don't want that. This is perfect.
Well, this year the parity in the league is tremendous, and everybody's real close right now, and I don't see that changing throughout the year. So it's a the start of the year, these points are very valuable, very important. We've got a nice home schedule here we got to take advantage of here, and then we got a tough road game schedule the rest of the month. So it's a we played Calgary here last week. They're playing better than they started the year. They're physical. They change a little bit of how they played from year to year here, and we got to be ready for these guys coming after us and be better than we were the other night against them.
How significant was that game in New Jersey on Friday night? Because you come from behind twice, you get a late goal to tie it, and then you get the win in overtime against a team which I don't think they had lost a home game prior to that.
Well, it's a better team than we've seen last year. We found out first 10 when we went into Jersey there. I think we're down 3-0 first 10 minutes of the game when we said, oh, go on. This is a very organized team. They a lot of structure to their team and not a lot of time and space. And I thought we came in there and we got better. I thought we had watched them a little bit earlier in the game. And coming back the way we did in a couple of these games here recently, knowing that, hey, we still are, and it's a 60-minute game. We're accustomed to having the lead and being able to come from behind. It's a tough league to score when the other team's in that checking mode, and we've been able to get a couple late ones, and then getting a pretty one in overtime as well was a good ending. Some good stories, and then but the last game was the most encouraging game of the year, and hopefully that's a real positive step, and let's keep going in that direction.
So let's talk about tonight. Because before you guys get hooked up with Calgary here, you got another World Series game. Have you been you've been watching the World Series, right?
I watch most of it. Yes.
All right. You got a snack. You got a goat.
Win the other day. We got a tonight. It's exciting. I think tonight is obviously a huge one, and you got the momentum, so keep it going.
You got a snack, a go-to snack for baseball?
A go-to snack.
I mean, I know you're a popcorn guy. You've always been a popcorn guy.
Yeah, I would say mostly popcorn for sure.
I think you're holding out on me. I think you might be working.
Peanuts and a beer at the game is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now you're talking. Did you make it to a Cubs game this summer?
This summer I didn't get one.
Okay. Can we get tickets to a quick trip to Cleveland?
I think he's busy tonight.
Oh, that's right, you're busy.
Maybe tomorrow night. Yeah. So you've been in the situation. You've done what the Cubs are trying to do. You trailed 3-1 in a series, and you were able to come back and win it. It's a little different because in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's 2-2-1-1-1 as opposed to the 2-3-2. But you had to win Game 6 in Detroit to get the series to Game 7 back here. Joel, what goes into the mentality? What's the mindset got to be for a team when you're facing an elimination game but you know you're 24 hours or 48 hours away, in your case, of getting to a Game 7 and a chance to win the series.
Well, you're not even thinking of Game 7. You're only thinking of today's game and trying to win the game. And I think once you get deeper in a series, you can't look back. It's almost like a Game 7 mentality where it's a must-win situation. And in the playoffs, the deeper you get, the later you get in games as well. Momentum is so critical and so important and so valuable. And I think getting that last win going into Cleveland gives the Cubs a great situation to be in. And you know, you got Schwarber back in here, and so it's they got a lot of good things. They've got tremendous lineup. They've got a lot of enthusiasm. You got to love the way Joe manages their team. So wish them nothing but the best. And hey, let's enjoy watching it. We're all, even though that we're on at the same time, it'll be I'm sure Cubs will be number one all night tonight.
Okay, Q, most important question, Coach. The Halloween party that you guys had was, I don't know if it was last weekend or earlier this week. Everyone came dressed up. Taves was a skeleton. I think Panarin was a skeleton, too.
Taves was a scary skeleton.
Yeah, he was scary. Wasn't he? But yeah. What's up with Scott Darling? Did you see him dressed up as a Will Ferrell's character from Blades of Glory?
Oh, really?
I didn't know if Coach thought
that. Well, it's a skating movie. Why not, Coach?
There you go. There you go. The boys have fun at the Halloween parties. They're always good parties. You know, coaches, the players have the fun, and coaches, sometimes we hear about it, sometimes, but they've always been good for the camaraderie and get together. And at that time of the year, it's good that everybody has a good time together.
Did you dress up?
No, we don't go. Okay. Just the players.
Yeah. What about your coach's party? Did you dress up at the coach's party?
We didn't have one this year.
Oh, stop it. Of course you did. What do kids do when they come to your house and they see Coach Q answers the door? And do you have the big candy bars for them?
Sometimes we go, and there's a little bit of everything when the kids come. It was a little quieter this year.
Yeah, we got nothing, man. We got nothing. We got like three doorbell rings.
Yeah.
The whole night.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody's different, but some neighborhoods I'm sure get a lot more than others.
Can I come over to your house next year?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
He's not going to answer the door.
Yeah, and why would you? All right. Calgary Flames tonight. Always like to ask you, give the fans something to look for. Who have they got that keeps you up at night or somebody you ought to have a lot of respect for?
They got the two kids that are pretty good, Johnny Gaudreau and Monahan kid. They play well together, and, they had their contracts, he was a little late coming into camp. I would expect him to be getting better every game now, and he's very dangerous off the rush. And once he touches the puck, he can see players, got that real good patience and play recognition. So keep an eye on those two guys.
Yeah, and finally tonight, and it's a testament to how good the young talent is in the NHL, McDavid versus Matthews, two of the young stars of the game. This Austin Matthews kid scored four goals in his first period of his first game of professional hockey. A lot of upside to this league, Coach. It's as good as it's been.
Yeah, you got to watch. The other kid's pretty good. McDavid leading the league, and one of those players that could be the next great player in the game. And we haven't seen him. We got him coming up here this month, so it'll be looking forward to see how he can play and how dynamic he is. But there's some real good young players in the game, and we've got some good young players here ourselves. So we always like our group, and look forward to seeing how we match up against some of these young guys as well.
And I have your solution for tonight, Hawks fans. You got Troy and John on the radio, and you can have the TV on in the background with the Cubs, and you can cover both.
Perfect.
Right? Not my first day, Coach. I'm a thinker.
Gotta love it. Gotta love
it. All right. Have fun. Get another one tonight. We're on a roll.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thank you.